I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. The Family Museum in Bettendorf will save about $300,000 by closing for 2 weeks this month, furloughing its staff and leaving 9 open jobs unfilled, along with other budget cuts. The city-owned museum, which reopened May 22nd after closing for 9 weeks due to COVID-19, will be closed from August 9th through the 23rd due to a drop in attendance and revenue since reopening. The decision by Director Kim Kidwell was made with guidance from the City of Bettendorf Administration and Finance Department to help ensure the future of museum programs and activities.
Just looking at our recent numbers and then the trends of children's museums and cultural institutions since, in this climate, that I really wanted to plan ahead for this fiscal year. We started our new fiscal year here July 1st, and then after the reopening, May 22nd, we just really haven't seen the attendance that we thought we were going to see, or I guess we weren't really sure what to expect.
Kidwell says since reopening, attendance at the museum has been only about 25% of normal, with over 80% of that members who get in free. And she's seen similar attendance trends in museums throughout Iowa and the nation. The Family Museum used the 2-month closing in the spring to clean the facility, do needed renovations, and train staff in disinfecting and safety guidelines. Props like plastic phones and cups that kids would use were removed, and remaining items are rotated and cleaned constantly. The museum initially limited guests to 75 at a time, and beginning July 23rd, masks have been required for all visitors and class attendees age 10 and up. Masks are also strongly encouraged for children 2 to 10, but not required, and masks for those who do not have one are available at the welcome desk. Now up to 150 guests will be permitted in the museum at any given time. Kidwell says the museum staff has been wearing masks, but the city felt at first after reopening it was not their place to require masks to visit city facilities. But with the recent uptick in Scott County cases since the full reopening this summer, they thought seeing as how the library and museum get the most outside public visitors, that would be a good thing to put in place to make people feel safer.
You know, it's the constant struggle of, you know, we want our families to be safe and we don't want them to come here if they don't feel safe. And I completely understand that. So maybe we can do some things differently to help people feel safer when they come.
Kidwell says the revenue losses hit the museum hard from all angles, including programs, field trips, and outreach to schools, which will be affected this fall. And she plans to cancel well-attended signature events this year, such as Scarecrow Shenanigans, Winterfest, and New Year's Eve.
You know, we are the highest revenue source enterprise fund for the city. And so when those revenues aren't coming in, then that poses to be the biggest problem.
The museum will leave 9 open positions unfilled, including 5 part-time seasonal staff, mainly college students leaving after the summer, social media and events coordinator, front desk, and 2 educators. The museum will have 24 employees remaining, and it will also close on Sundays following the 2-week shutdown, partly since attendance has been so low on those days.
You know, our staff is a real dedicated, passionate bunch of people who love what they do and love the Family Museum. And so, you know, I've been lucky that they're willing to step up and do some different things.
The Family Museum hopes to save $300,000 altogether with a 2-week furlough, a hiring freeze, and cutting purchases of supplies, staff travel, training, and advertising. For more information on museum programs, visit familymuseum.org. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.